The American mental health advocate Kevin Hines started hearing voices in his head when he was a young boy. He says they persisted in his late teens, driving him to jump from San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. Amazingly, he survived the fall and is telling his story to help others. Mr. Hines spoke to Alice Matthews at a suicide prevention conference in Sydney, hosted by the New South Wales Police Force.
I was suffering mentally with bipolar disorder type 1 with psychotic features, or what they call bipolar disorder, okay? And I was hearing voices, not that of my conscience, because of psychosis. Voices in my head that were telling me I was useless, worthless, not meant for this world, and a burden to all who love me. None of that was true, but I couldn't see it. I had fallen into such a depression that I was in this bit of tunnel vision that led me to believe that I had to die. I never wanted to. When they became so apparent and so overwhelming, that's when the thoughts of ending my life came into play, and that's when I was on that bridge, and the voices were literally screaming in my head, "You must die, jump now." And that's what I did.
What happened to you, and what do you remember from that?
I remember all of it. Of course, I give it up to God. I have a strong faith. I always have. I went over that rail, and as I went over, a woman driving by saw me, and she called her friend in the Coast Guard, which was the only reason they arrived to my position within less than the time I'd set in hypothermia and drown. In the water, desperately trying to stay alive and stay afloat, I guess you would call it a mammal, began swimming beneath me. And I'm thinking, oh man, a shark is about to devour me. When in reality, I was on a show for suicide prevention, and I mentioned that I thought there was this shark on the show. And a man rode into the show, and he said, "Kevin, I'm so very glad you're alive. I was less than 2 feet away from you when you jumped." He said, it haunted me until this day. It was no shark. It was a sea lion. And the people above looking down believed it to be keeping you afloat until that Coast Guard boat arrived behind you. The last piece of the three-part miracle is that when I got to the hospital, the doctor that wasn't supposed to be there stayed for another reason. I came in, he performed a 14-hour surgery on my back, giving me the ability to continue to be able to walk. I had no intention of ever talking about it. I was embarrassed. And one day, a Franciscan friar came in. He was the chaplain of the hospital, and he was all jovial. He was happy, and he said, "Hey, kid, what are you in for?" He had no idea. I said, "I jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge." And he said, "Oh, yeah, and I'm the Pope." And my father said, "No, brother, that's what happened." And, "Oh, I'm so sorry," he said. And he pulled out his red rosary. You know, he's got the brown robe and the rope and the half hair like St. Francis, you know. He looked like St. Francis. I thought birds were going to fly off his shoulders when he came in. And he said, "Kid, when you get better, you have to talk about this." Got out of the hospital, went into a psych ward, got out of the psych ward. I'm now in a back brace and a cane. I'm at church with my father. And the priest I'd known all my life comes out and says, "Will you come and talk to our kids on Good Friday? Our students on Good Friday." And I went on Good Friday and I talked to 120 kids. And 2 weeks later, I got 120 letters in return. And the letters were amazing. I read every one. I didn't think I was going to make an impact. I didn't think I was going to help a soul. At that speech, I shook and I cried and I barely got through it. And these kids were impacted. And several of them were actively suicidal. Because of that, we were able to get them help. And it became what it is today. And that's just traveling all over the place and trying to help one person in an audience.
And how are you today?
You know, I live every day with these symptoms. Paranoia, hallucinations, both auditory and visual, manic highs from bipolar disorder and depressive lows, and panic attacks. And that's okay. I'm alive.
And what is the message that you're spreading?
I think the message is very, very simple. You don't have to die this way. And that today is not tomorrow.
Mental health advocate Kevin Hines with Alice Matthews. If the story raises concerns, Lifeline can be contacted 24 hours a day on 131114. That's 131114.